The symphony as we know it today underwent many major changes from the end of the 18th to the late 19th centuries. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, two works from composers working in Vienna during that time period illustrate the range and development of the form.
Haydn, known in music history as the father of the symphony, was a prominent figure in Vienna in 1795 when he wrote his 103rd symphony as one of 12 for visits to London. From its sometimes surprising start, which we're not giving away here, to its finale, the work showcases the composer's development and almost seems to anticipate the future.
The way Haydn conveys the spirit of Austrian music, especially the nature one.
Philadelphia Orchestra music director Yannick Nézet-Séguin.
There is a sense of rooted in folklore, which is the case with many other Central European music.
More than 80 years later, Bruckner's Fourth Symphony, for a much larger orchestra, sounds very different, yet connected to its symphonic ancestor.
In Bruckner, the characteristic of his Fourth Symphony is definitely also more connected to nature in general, and to, I wouldn't say folklore, but something which has to do with the history of Austria as a nation, as people, going back to the medieval times.
In Vienna, Bruckner composed his 9 numbered symphonies. His fourth, which he himself titled Romantic, premiered in 1881 and has become one of his most popular works.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.